This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Don't blame China. President Trump blames American policy for our huge trade deficit with Beijing. Concerning North Korea, Mr. Trump says that he and his delegation have had excellent talks with China's leader and his officials.
Speaking in the Great Hall of the People in Beijing, President Donald Trump said he and Chinese President Xi Jinping are of like mind on the North Korean nuclear issue.
I do believe there's a solution to that, as you do.
The Chinese president agreed the talks with Trump were productive.
We have had in-depth exchange of ideas on China-U.S. relations and important issues of shared interest.
Xi said relations between the U.S. and China are at a new historic starting point, and that China is willing to work with the U.S. I'm Mike Rossian.
Video from inside the small Texas church where a gunman opened fire on Sunday underscores the horror of the attack. 17-year-old Allison Gould lost her best friend in the shooting.
I am trying my best to cope. I want to see her really bad, and it's kind of hard because I know that I can't. I still keep thinking, me and her mom keep thinking that maybe she's in the hospital and they just identified her wrong, and we're trying really hard.
Last evening, Vice President Pence joining mourners at a memorial service.
It's especially humbling to be with the precious families of the fallen and injured from the First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs.
26 people died, including children and the unborn child of another victim. Well, today's the day. We get a look at the Senate Republican tax plan. It includes billions in tax cuts for both individuals and businesses. Stock futures lower. Dow futures down 69 points. NASDAQ futures off 22. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hello? Anyone there?
Hey! United Healthcare heading your way.
Thank goodness.
Lost in the giant Medicare maze?
It's so complicated.
No worries. United Healthcare has the people, tools, and plans to get you through it, including the only Medicare plans with the AARP name.
I'm so glad you found me.
Need to find a Medicare plan? Get help now at UHCMedicare.com. AARP Medicare plans from United Healthcare. United Healthcare pays royalty fees to AARP. AARP is not an insurer.
Mike Gallagher here again for one of my all-time, and I mean all-time, favorite sponsors, ReliefFactor.com. My story is simple. I had a hip replaced, then I had a motorcycle accident, left me in pain, who simply wouldn't go away until I started taking Relief Factor. A three-week quick start is just $19.95. 80% of people who do order the three-week quick start go on to order more, like me. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or give them a call. 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com.
The Trump administration imposing travel and commerce restrictions on Cuba make it tougher for Americans to visit the communist island.
The new rules amount to a partial rollback of the Obama administration's diplomatic opening with Cuba. Americans wanting to visit Cuba will have to go now as part of organized tour groups run by U.S. companies, and a representative of the sponsoring group must accompany the travelers. The State Department is also publishing a list of dozens of hotels, shops, and other businesses it says are linked to Cuba's military. Americans will be banned from doing business with those institutions. Bob Agnew reporting.
A Syrian war monitor says ISIS has pulled out from its last stronghold following a government offensive. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says government forces and allied troops, including Iraqi fighters, are combing the strategic town that borders Iraq. And they're said to be finding no ISIS fighters left in that town. News and analysis at townhall.com. There's trouble for a big media merger.
AT&T says it's uncertain when its $85 billion deal for Time Warner will close, making investors worry that regulators may try to block it or require significant changes. Reports from the New York Times, CNN, and other outlets citing unidentified people say the Justice Department wants to require the companies to sell Turner Broadcasting, which houses CNN, TBS, and TNT, or to sell satellite TV provider DirecTV, which AT&T bought in 2015. Keith Peters reporting.
Actor Kevin Spacey, facing a growing number of harassment allegations, being cut from Ridley Scott's finished film, All the Money in the World. He's being replaced by Christopher Plummer, change taking place just over 1 month before that movie is supposed to hit the theaters. Again, on Wall Street, stock futures pointing to a lower open. Dow futures down 68 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal tea at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is good to have our next guest back with us. It's been a while. I've been trying to reconnect with her, especially after all the things that happened in Garland, Texas, several years ago. She has become the target of an ISIS attack. Her brand new book, Fatwa, Hunted in America by Pamela Geller. And Pamela is with us right now. Welcome to Bill Martinez Live, Pam. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Thank you for having me, Bill. Fine, and you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I got to tell you, I just have admired your fight for freedom and honesty and the truth. And you are one of the few that have been willing to put your life on the line for it.
Well, Bill, thank you. And you're one of the few that would, you know, will discuss it, this verboten subject. I don't think Americans are aware of the threat to our freedoms right here in the homeland. My book, Fatwa, and for those that are unfamiliar with that term, it is a ruling on a point of Islamic law given by a recognized authority. It is a death sentence by a recognized authority, and it is given when one violates Islamic law. And people are unaware that there are Americans living under a fatwa, a death threat here in America, simply for exercising their First Amendment rights. And your listeners who may be familiar with my work know that over the past 15 years, I've never discussed the personal aspects or any really personal aspect of my life, but I thought it was time to tell my story of how a New York City career girl went from, you know, loving her art, music, fashion, being apolitical. I lived in a post-historical mindset. The good cops were on the beat, and, you know, we had defeated evil in World War II. Going from that to being the country's most notorious, quote, racist, Islamophobic, anti-Muslim bigot, simply because I stood in defense of freedom. Of course, what changed me, my political awakening, was 9/11. Mm-hmm. I mean, up until that point, I had assumed my freedom, and I never questioned it. I never thought it could be in jeopardy. I had felt guilty on 9/11, watching that attack on the World Trade Center, a zip code all its own with, you know, during the day, 50,000 people there, and, of course, the Pentagon and the Capitol building, which was thwarted on Flight 93. And then I felt guilty when I found out who had attacked the country, that I didn't understand the ideology. Mm-hmm. So I went about reading the Quran and the great scholars of Islam like Ibn Warraq and Wafa Sultan and Bachayor. But I never imagined on September the 12th, 2001, that those standing in defense of freedom would be smeared, defamed, and libeled as quote-unquote racists. First of all, Islam is not a race. Mm-hmm. Secondly, this idea that the First Amendment has certain restrictions is absurd on its face, and that you can't draw a cartoon. Look, I didn't make the cartoon of Flashpoint. The jihadis did. Mm-hmm. And is that the low state of the freedom of speech that I am blamed when jihadis open fire on me? That, you know, it's like blaming the rape victim for wearing a skirt. Mm-hmm. And these living under death threat is, even though Larry David has now made it the centerpiece of his show, Fatwa, and it's funny, mm-hmm. it's really, in real life, it's not funny. I mean, as we speak, there's a trial going on in Boston, a beheading plot against me, where a devout Muslim group had plotted to behead me. And when one of the jihadists was on his way to New York, he attacked a Boston cop, and he was killed, thankfully.
Yes.
But these are ongoing threats, and it's merely for exercising my First Amendment rights. And it's, again, I think Americans are woefully, painfully unaware that I am but a proxy in this terrible long war. What has happened to me is what happens in small and large ways to every American who stands for freedom.
Well, Pamela, this is, you know, to your point, this is happening on so many levels, whether it's the NFL, Harvey Weinstein. You know, it's like we're living the circle, but in a different part of the culture. Our First Amendment right is being challenged. And it's almost like we need to reconnect with what our First Amendment right really is.
Agreed. I mean, listen, the NFL, I mean, these guys, they can do whatever they want, wherever they want. But if they're working and they have a contract and the contract says X, Y, and Z, and they agree to that contract, that's not freedom of speech. That's called breaking a contract, mm-hmm. on the one hand. On the other hand, you know, I was invited to speak at Freedom of Speech Week, Free Speech Week at Berkeley 2 weeks ago. Needless to say, it was canceled. Mm-hmm. And what disturbed me more than anything, apart from the fact that myself, my colleagues no longer can speak on college campus, because we are not invited. It's a real blacklist, not a bogus blacklist that Hollywood likes to talk about. This is a very real blacklist where our ideas are verboten. I think because it's easier to smear and defame me and my colleagues, ad hominem attacks, than debate me. You know, in the intellectual war of ideas, I find that the left ideas cannot stand up to scrutiny or challenge, so they have to smear and defame us and make monsters of us. But what disturbed me the most in Berkeley was seeing hundreds, if not thousands, of young people marching against the freedom of speech. That's some scary stuff right there.
It really is, isn't it? Yeah.
Because, you know, the First Amendment protects all speech, not just ideas that we like, that's easy, but all ideas, and above all, political speech. Because who would decide what's good and what's forbidden? The
exactly.
government? Mm-hmm. ISIS? Because that's what they're looking to do. Mm-hmm. And this idea that, you know, I was being provocative, just for knowing I was not being provocative in Garland, Texas. In the wake of the Charlie Hebdo slaughter, that bloodbath of mm-hmm. editorial staff, journalists, cartoonists, and writers, Muslim leaders in this country held a conference in Garland, Texas, just a couple days later, not in support of freedom of speech, which would have been really a beautiful historic moment, mm-hmm. but in support of the Sharia behind that slaughter, behind the bloodbath. And so I held an event in that same venue, in that same room, in support of the freedom of speech. It was an art exhibit of Muhammad through over the past 1,400 years, where Muhammad had been depicted in art and literature, Dante's Inferno, and people weren't being killed. Mm-hmm. To show that people are being slaughtered today in order to impose, by violent intimidation, the brutal blasphemy laws under the Sharia, under Islamic law. And it is here in America, and Americans have to wake up. This book, Fatwa, Hunted in America, will be a shock to some people. A, what I live under, and B, all of the work that I've done and what the fight that you have to go through. I mean, we tried to put up ads in New York and Washington, and we were refused. All the ads of truth, everything was vetted by the transit authorities. We were denied, we sued, we won. And then for the first time in history, the transit authority history in New York, all political ads were banned. And in Washington, D.C., all political were banned. This is the Geller ban. In Miami, in Chicago, in San Francisco. Yeah, that's right. San Francisco, that mecca of liberalism.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think Americans understand that. It's not whether free speech is under threat. It's whether we can get it back.
Exactly. Well, and who is doing this? Like you said, it's not necessarily, well, the government is compliant in it, no doubt about it, but it's all being spearheaded by a really small radical group at the end of the day, is it not?
Yes, it's the leftist Islamic alliance. It's a red-green alliance. I don't believe the jihadis could have gotten as far as they did, whether it's in the public schools, the teaching of the Shahada, the five pillars of Islam, the chapter on Muhammad. Look, there's no chapter on Jesus Christ. Mm. They're not teaching, the Lord's Prayer. They're not calling Jesus our Lord and Savior, but they are calling Muhammad the prophet. And, these inroads could never have been made without their handmaidens, their lapdogs on the left. And so it's this leftist Islamic alliance, this red-green alliance that threatens our basic freedoms on college campuses, in the workplace. The media is sure.
Pam, we got to go to break. We'll be right back, and we'll pick it up from there. Pam Geller, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Live.
It's the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, conversation with Pamela Geller continues, author of the brand new book, Fatwa, Hunted in America. Pam, what is it like for you? I mean, here you were, as you described, apolitical. 9/11 happens. You become a student. You say, wait a minute, I'm ignorant of this. I need to find out what's going on. And you start digging in deeper and deeper, and you realize there's no compatibility. If anything, there's a great contrast between the liberty values of America and Sharia law and those that attacked us on 9/11.
Absolutely. And look, it's a journey. After 9/11, I saw Islam as I saw Buddhism, you know, Hinduism, mm-hmm. all religions. I really never thought about it in any particular terms. And the idea that there was this jihadic doctrine, you know, the call for the slaughter, the subjugation, the oppression of the other, you know, was deeply shocking to the senses. And also disturbing was this, you know, whether it was by media or academia, this whitewashing, this censoring. I mean, the reason why I was driven online is because the media was really derelict in its duty in covering the motive. And, of course, now 15 years later, it's much bigger than that. I mean, they're literally censoring and scrubbing and whitewashing and tarring and feathering anyone that questions it or wants to discuss it. There is no conversation about this in the mainstream media. I mean, look, even with the Vegas attack, the fact of the matter is I've been doing this work a long time. It's all I do 24/7, 365. And I can tell you the Islamic State has never taken credit for an event that's not theirs. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean it's absolute proof, but I'm just telling you. And even in the past, for example, with the Egyptian jetliner in the Sinai, when they took credit for that and law enforcement and international, you know, authorities said that's not true, it wasn't them, you know, a couple weeks later they provided proof. They showed a photo of the bomb, and it was the Islamic State. And, of course, the West, with their tail between their legs, had to concede that. We've seen this time and time again. Even in the Philippines this past June, there was an attack at the Resorts World Casino mm-hmm. that ISIS took credit for. And then, no, the authorities said it was a robbery, even though nothing was stolen. And, of course, upon further investigation, it was sanctioned, if not directed, by the Islamic State. So here you have, in this country, an attack that, for the first time, they've doubled and triple down, said he converted 6 months ago. We don't even know if he converted or not. I mean, law enforcement authorities won't even touch it. This is, I mean, in their willful and blindfold denial, they're putting all of our lives at risk, and this is very dangerous. They say, well, this will change everything in our profiling. Well, then your profiling is wrong.
Exactly.
Because it's not a race. Islam is not a race, and it's not an age, and it's not about the color of your socks. It's ideological.
Exactly.
It's ideological, and converts are really the most sort of devout. New converts are the most devout, the most fanatical. It's almost as if the newbies in Twilight, if you ever read that book, they were super,
yes.
you know, they were super all in. And the idea that this is not even being discussed, instead, they'll use really nutty ideas like, well, you know, he took Valium. He took about, you know, over the past 18 months, he took about 20 Valium. Well, let me tell you something. If that's your bar, then three-quarters of America, okay,
exactly.
are terrorists, and this
right.
country would be in ruins. It's absurd, Bill.
Right. No, without a doubt. Well, and we're reading about, you and I talked about it off air, Janet Jackson, who thought it would be charming to be a wife of a Muslim man, and she found out that Sharia law is not, it's not very liberating for women.
No, she called it a prison. Mm-hmm. Now, here's a woman who really has no agenda, no political agenda. She went into this, you know, for all the right reasons, open heart, open, open mind, and she ran. And again, the idea that feminists, and of course the hypocrisy is so huge, they're led by Linda Sarsour. They choose Linda Sarsour, a Sharia advocate who calls for Ayaan Hirsi Ali, a brave former Muslim who suffered female genital mutilation, to have her ass whooped because of what she says about Sharia, who advocates for the Sharia that they impose in Saudi Arabia, who is a vicious Jew hater, okay? This is the leader of the feminist movement. These same women who were up there with their pussy hats on, okay, were putting out for Harvey Weinstein, and they're going to tell us about women's rights. Yeah, they're going to tell us about hypocrisy because of a conversation that Donald Trump had in the back of a bus, two alpha males, okay? I mean, the whole thing is absurd on its face. And anyway, this feminism is a phony movement based in Lenin Marxist dogma. But the feminists, this is the issue. This is the issue. You know, the subjugation and oppression of women under, you know, Islamic law in Muslim countries, they have nothing to say. The fact that it's four male witnesses for a rape victim to press charges. And many times rape victims are put in jail for, you know, having sex outside of marriage or premarital sex. The only way they can right the wrong is to marry their rapist. Nothing. You never hear about this. And many of your listeners may be saying, what, is this woman kidding? No, I'm not kidding. This is deadly serious. This is what's going on. Again, this is what the media will not discuss, will not report. They'll say, she's anti-Muslim, meaning me. When in fact, I do what I do because I love people. And they don't talk about the fact that the work that I do with Muslim girls in this country, in America, who don't want to wear the hijab, who live under penalty of death and violence from their families because they live in devout households, that say you have to. And girls like Amina and Sarah Saeed and Noor al-Maliki, Asia Hassan, these are girls, women who are honor killed in this country. Nobody speaks for them. We must give voice to the voiceless. We get these girls to safe houses. No one talks about that. And you certainly don't hear about their plight in the mainstream media. The American people are being disarmed in the information battle space. They are being disarmed in the war of ideas. All the bullets and the bombs and the bloodshed and the death threats comes as a result of what happens in this war. Yeah. I am but a proxy in this war. I understand that. But what happens to me happens in large and small ways to every American who stands for freedom. That's why people need to read this book. You know why? There's a fatwa on your head, too. You just don't even know it.
Exactly. Well, you know, like Nikki Haley said, you know, these very same people are the ones that say death to America. And we just, you know, it just like goes right by us and we ignore it. Because you know, we can't talk that way. We can't even think that way. So thought is even being stifled in this whole process that is keeping us ignorant and exactly where they want us to be, Pam.
Well, this is all under the guise. This is the left. This is the left in the cloaking of hate speech. What hate speech means to them is speech that they don't want to hear and speech they don't want anyone else to hear. I mean, they will not debate me. They will not debate in the war of ideas. Their ideas cannot stand up to challenge. Their ideas cannot stand up to scrutiny, which is why we're not welcome. My colleagues and I are not welcome on college campuses. This idea that Nazism is a threat, that's just absurd. Nazism was defeated. Are there a couple of skinheads here and there? Yeah. So what? Who cares? Who bigified them? Who makes them? The media. The media creates this boogeyman. But when it comes to jihad terror, they hear no evil, they speak no evil, they see no evil. I report on my website, Geller Report. It's a news site, updated 15, 20 times a day. On the news, the media won't cover all of the jihad attacks in Europe. I mean, Europe is literally sinking under the weight of this mass Muslim immigration. And the idea that Donald Trump wants to spare us this jihad terror, he is vilified and demonized for. And it does bother me that there are Muslim marches planned against a jihad restriction ban. I'd like to see Muslim marches against jihad terror. I would like to see these Muslim marches against female genital mutilation, which is rooted in Islamic text and teaching. I'd like to see, you know, honor killings protested by the Muslim community. That's what I would really like to see.
You and me both.
I mean, look, I don't believe that every Muslim wants to kill me. I don't have to pat on the back every Muslim that doesn't want to kill me. I expect that. That's my bar.
Exactly.
But there is a problem in the jihadic doctrine.
Well, we've got to leave it there. Again, Pamela Geller, author of the new smash hit Fatwa, Hunted in America, available at the usual places. It'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. And check out her website. Again, Pam, that website is?
GellerReports.com. And you can get the book at FatwaBook.org. Get the book. Get it for a liberal neighbor. We need an army of Davids in this.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with happiness expert Sean Acor. Research shows there is a strong connection between traveling and happiness. So how can you experience the maximum amount of joy when traveling this holiday season? Sean Acor, happiness expert.
The busier the season, the more important great travel becomes because it gives us a way to disconnect from our routines and reconnect with loved ones. This holiday season, break the stress routine and go somewhere new and exciting. Explore a new town's holiday events or start your New Year's resolutions a month early by knocking something off your family's bucket list. Joy is so important to your family, let nothing get in the way like booking a trip. A joyous family vacation starts with making things simple, like booking with a rewards credit card. With a Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card, you can earn 1.5 points per dollar spent anywhere, anytime. So you can earn points no matter where you go. That means the points I earn on this trip, I can use for more travel with my family in the future. And that makes me happy.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travelconnected.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't worry. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there for you. Hey, we're going to talk about Box of Joy Week that is happening, and we can thank the Cross Catholic Outreach for this. CrossCatholic.org, based in Florida, is an official Catholic nonprofit relief and development organization that since its founding in 2001 has given more than $1 billion to help the poorest of the poor in more than three dozen developing countries in Africa, Asia, Latin America, the Caribbean, and other parts of the world. And here with us right now to talk about the Box of Joy Outreach is the very head, the director. We're talking numero uno, el jefecino. Steve Bostian is with us. Steve, good to have you back with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hey, Bill, doing great. Glad to be back with you this year and talk about Box of Joy Ministry.
Well, it is, as you say, a big part of the joy is what it gives the givers, huh?
Oh, absolutely. It's not, you know, we're trying to reach 60,000 kids this year with the gifts that bring hope and joy in the gospel of Jesus Christ. The kids are going to be reaching out to them in Haiti, Dominican Republic, Nicaragua for the first time, and also in Guatemala. You know, and so they're just going to get the surprise of their life pretty soon. But for the givers, it's an amazing experience, too. It really is.
Well, you know, and to me, I love the timing of this. You know, this is a season of giving as we get into, you know, the Advent week and we get in Christmas season. It is about giving, and people are looking, you know, for an opportunity like this in which to express their gratitude. And what better way to do that than to share your good fortune with others who have been less fortunate? And you've been doing this for a number of years, and to have this goal of 60,000 children in four countries
days. Boy, I'll tell you, that is an awesome goal, and I know that we're going to be able to hit that number and exceed it as we've done in previous years.
Yeah, Lord willing. It's actually the fourth year, and the first 2 years were kind of pilot phases. So this is just the second year that we're a nationwide program. So we're really excited to reach this number of kids so quickly in the progression of this new ministry.
Well, you know, when you think about kids here in America finding new pen pals along the way and new relations, I mean, hey, this is an international reach for them. I mean, here a child unwrapping his or her first gift ever, a box of toys, games, stuffed animals, even a note from a new American friend. I mean, wow, what a blessing. You know, the Bible talks about an aptly spoken word. How about an aptly extended gesture or a gift, especially at this time of year? Boy, I'll tell you, there's some added generosity, I guess, in the whole sense and the whole program of Boxes of Joy.
It's amazing, Bill. And, you know, we're so blessed and we have so much and we take so much for granted. It's hard for us to even relate to it. But I've been to a number of the Day of Joy events that the local churches and missionaries and groups organize in these countries and been there when the kids opened up their very first gift ever. And it's just mind-blowing. Their reaction, sometimes they're numb. They don't know how to react. Sometimes it's almost expressionless because they are in shock because they've never seen so much stuff and they cannot grasp the fact that all that stuff is for them. You know, and of course, a lot of things they don't even know what they are, you know. But
right.
You know, sometimes they'll say, what's your favorite thing? And they'll, like, hold up the toothbrush or they'll hold up the soap. You know, and it's just so humbling to realize that for a child, it is exciting like that, that's living in day-to-day grinding poverty in a place like Haiti. For them, they're excited to have just a bar of soap. Can you imagine?
Right. That's amazing. And, you know, for American families, and I know, Steve, the outreach has touched American families, churches, people of all walks have been involved with Boxes of Joy. And again, this year we invite everybody to get on board. And here's your opportunity to share the reason for the season, as we say. You've got Box of Joy is news stateside, too. Gift giving is not the meaning of Christmas, but joy is. And that works two ways. So explain a little bit more about the program, if you would, Steve, and how, you know, churches or anyone for that matter can get involved.
Yeah, you know, the program is primarily organized by local Catholics, either parishes or schools or groups. It's facilitated by Cross Catholic Outreach, but anybody can participate in the program. If you just go to boxofjoy.org, boxofjoy.org, and you'll see all the details. This is actually Box of Joy Week, which is the National Collection Week around the country. And it's going to run, it started Saturday, it's going to run till this coming Sunday, November 12th. And there are over 125, I believe, drop-off centers around the country. There may not be one near you, hopefully there is, but if there's not, you know, there's the address of where you can send your gift to the National Screening Center in Miami. So all the details are there, suggestions on what to pack, how to do it. We ask everybody just to help with the shipping and handling because that takes funds to get the gift from your community to the child's community overseas, and that's just $9. And so that's basically it. It's really fun. It's simple. You choose the age and gender or your family. You choose the age and gender of the child that you want to bless, and you go personally shopping for them. So everything is personalized, hand-picked out, and it's for parents that, you know, that were trying to, you know, raise kids that really have compassionate hearts and everything and understand how blessed they are and how they can make, as just even as a child, can make a difference in another person's life. It's a great experience to go shopping with your kids. And I know when I took my stepson out and just watched him pick out things that I would have never thought of. He's like, oh, I think that he would really like this and he would really like that. And I could just tell what a blessing it was that he was putting thought into it and his heart into it.
Exactly. Well, Box of Joy Week, as Steve said, goes through Sunday, November the 12th. And what happens if they miss the window?
Yeah, if you go to the website, click on drop-off center. If you miss the window or if you find there's not a drop-off center near you, the address for the National Screening Center Miami is right there on the website. Everything you need to know should be there.
Yeah, the website, just to make sure you understand, is Cross Catholic, C-R-O-S-S, cross like the Cross of Christ, crosscatholic.org /box of joy. You can find out more about it. If you happen to miss the window and you're just hearing about it and it's a little bit of a scramble, fret you none. We can get those gifts off to these kids, these young kids that are in the poorest of the poor, and you imagine how you're going to lighten up their face and brighten up, their idea of the Christmas season. And as Steve said, and rightfully so, we're often told that it's better to give than receive. And like Steve, like you were saying about your stepson, his participation and his engagement with the program and how he was affected by it, probably more so than words could even express, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's such a simple way to say to a child, God loves you and so do I. And we, as on the part of Cross Catholic Outreach, we include a little Story of Jesus coloring booklet and a little cross or rosary. And so those are gifts also so that the ministry partners overseas can use this as a tool for evangelism for those children and their families and the communities in which they live.
Steve, when they get gifts, is there like a certain price range they should stay in, or do they want to load up one big box, or they should be individually wrapped? How should they approach this? We got about a minute left.
Yeah, great question. Just any shoebox sized box. It could be a regular cardboard or plastic shoebox, and what you put in there is up to you. If you go to the website boxofjoy.org, you'll see suggested gift items. But we're talking, school supplies and hygiene items, practical items like that, but of course toys and things of that nature, anything that you would want if you were a child. And we just asked, there's a little no-no list there of no food, no liquids, nothing fragile or perishable or that's inappropriate, obviously, for children. So there's suggested items there, but that's one neat thing about the program is that every box of joy is unique.
It is Box of Joy Week, and we're celebrating. Make sure that you get your gift wrapped up, and go to crosscatholic.org/box of joy for more information and to locate your nearest drop-off center. And even if you miss it on Sunday, right there at the website, crosscatholic.org/box of joy, you can find out where to deliver your gift for the poorest of the poor. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas, Steve. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Merry Christmas, Bill. God bless.
From the studio that brought you Miracles from Heaven and Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs comes the star.
I think a new star just appeared. That star means something.
For the first time ever, the fully animated story of the first Christmas told through a whole new set of eyes. Bo the donkey and his animal friends follow the star.
That light, that's the star. This is where it's been leading me.
Joseph, I can't go any further.
I'm sorry. There's no room.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Meet the unlikely heroes behind the greatest story ever told.
Try praying. God, I don't really know how this works or if you listen to prayers from donkeys, but I've seen Mary do this many times.
Experience the family event of the holiday season.
We've come to honor the new king.
What's his name?
His name is Jesus.
Do you guys like frankincense? I never know what you get.
The Star. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters November 17th. For tickets and showtimes, go to thestarmovie.com.
Attention to anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications. How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
For more information and the interviews you love, go to BillMartinezLive.com.
America, Bill Martinez here.
Bunker Hill.
It is 14 minutes. You with me? Hello. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. With us right now, Steve, the movie guy from Hollywood, California, the movie capital of the world. Steve, well, how are we doing, buddy?
Well, we're doing great, and so is Thor, Ragnarok. Blew the doors off.
Wow, I tell you.
It's
did the movie houses need a big one? Yep, exactly.
Well, they got it last weekend. It is the 17th Marvel movie to open in the number one position, which is great news for Disney. And it is one of the biggest openings of all time for the month of November, $122.7 million, and it will be number one again this weekend. And, of course, a very Merry Christmas for the Disney Company, which still has Star Wars coming out in December. So that is definitely one to see over the weekend. And we have a Bad Mom.
What a way to end up the year, huh?
Yes, it's good to be Walt these days, that's for sure. Yeah. A Bad Mom's Christmas, number two, that made about 16.7. We had Jigsaw, number three, Tyler Perry's Abu 2, number four, and Geostorm, number five, a movie which cost about $150 million to make, and it has only made about $29 million so far. So, it just seems to be hanging in there in the number five position. Makes me think that maybe they're just going to leave it in theaters until it finally turns a profit. We may be seeing it for years.
Right.
Anyway, that was number five last weekend. I had a chance to see a movie called Last Flag Flying, which is in very limited release. Hopefully it goes wide because it's a terrific film. Not exactly the feel-good movie of the season, but it is, you get the feeling it's a very true and honest film with great performances by Bryan Cranston, Lawrence Fishburne, and Steve Carell. And essentially it's about a guy, a Vietnam vet who gets together with his old army buddies to bury his son who was killed in Iraq. So tough stuff, but he got terrific performances and I think an important film, Last Flag Flying. Well, coming out this weekend, a movie movie I've really been looking forward to seeing, Murder on the Orient Express. Of course, a classic story based on the book by Agatha Christie. You ever read the book, by the way, by Agatha Christie?
Yeah, I tell you, it was back many, many years ago. I can barely remember it, but yes, I remember. Yeah.
It came out in 1934, and in doing the research for this report, and yes, I do research for this report, I found that Agatha Christie, yes, who wrote this book in 1934, is the best-selling author of all time, according to the Guinness Book of World Records. She published like 66 novels and sold over 2 billion books, and this being her most popular, Murder on the Orient Express. So the book came out in 34, and there was another movie back in 1974 which was made based on the book, and in that film it was Albert Finney playing the great Hercule Poirot. In this film, which comes out this weekend, it's Kenneth Branagh playing the inspector, and he also directs the film. Now, for those of you who aren't familiar with the book or the film, here's what this is all about. What starts out as a lavish train ride through Europe quickly unfolds into one of the most stylish, suspenseful, and thrilling mysteries ever told. This is from Agatha Christie. Murder on the Orient Express tells this tale of 13 strangers stranded on a train where everyone is a suspect. And one guy, this Hercule Poirot, must race against time to solve the puzzle before the murderer strikes again. Now, Kenneth Branagh, as I was mentioning, he directs and leads an all-star cast, including, listen to this, Penelope Cruz, William Dafoe, Judy Dench is in this, Johnny Depp, Michelle Pfeiffer, Daisy Ridley, Josh Gad, 66% recommending. I'm going to be there this weekend to see Murder on the Orient Express. Also out, we have a movie called Daddy's Home 2, which is the sequel to the 2015 film, which surprised everybody and made money, starring Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell. This is kind of like a movie which came out last weekend, A Bad Mom's Christmas. So we have another sequel about dads this time around. This is about Dusty, played by Mark Wahlberg, and Brad, played by Will Ferrell. They've joined forces to provide their kids with the perfect Christmas. Now, their newfound partnership is put to the test when Dusty's old-school macho dad, played by, believe it or not, Mel Gibson, and Brad's ultra-affectionate and emotional dad, John Lithgow, arrive in time to throw the holiday into complete chaos. You may be saying, Mel Gibson appearing in a family-friendly holiday film? That raised a few eyebrows.
Yeah,
but hey,
we
are a forgiving culture, right? So Mel is back.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. We're back in this movie called Daddy's Home 2. Unfortunately, not reviewed for the critics, which oftentimes is not a great sign. We have a movie which has been very big on the festival circuit, Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, starring one of my favorite people, Frances McDormand. Now, you remember her, of course, in Fargo, right? Terrific actress.
Excellent.
Yeah, played the sheriff in Fargo. Well, she's back. This is a movie which they're calling a darkly comic drama. This is after months have passed without a culprit in her daughter's murder case, you have Mildred Hayes, played by Frances. She makes a bold move. She paints three billboards, these three signs leading into her hometown with a controversial message directed at William Willoughby, the town's revered chief of police. Now, William is played by Woody Harrelson. And there's also a second command, Officer Dixon, played by Sam Rockwell. He's this immature mother's boy with a penchant for violence. He gets involved in this thing, and the battle between Mildred and Ebbing's law enforcement is only exacerbated. You have 94% recommending Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. Hopefully it gets a wide release, because this looks like a terrific film. We have a couple of documentaries.
Not a wood chipper in there, is there?
But she was so great, Fargo. I love anything she's in. She really does a terrific job. We have a couple of docs here which we should talk about. One which brings up a very interesting issue, which is brain damage and football. This is called Requiem for a Running Back, and this is by filmmaker Rebecca Carpenter. She explores the effects of chronic traumatic encephalopathy, which is brain damage with football players, including her own father, which was Green Bay running back Lewis Carpenter. And she interviews figures like Mike Ditka and neuropathologists, and they provide insight into this disease, which in turn helps Rebecca Carpenter better understand her fraught relationship with her dad, as I was saying, this running back Lewis Carpenter, who played for the Green Bay Packers. This is an interesting topic these days. I don't know whether you've done this on your show, but it brings up a very interesting issue. I mean, everybody loves the game, but you have a lot of mothers these days saying, no, my son's not going to play football just because of this. There has to be, hopefully, some way to take the head out of football, as they say. What do you think about this?
Well, you know, we have talked about it. I mean, especially what happened, you know, with the New England Patriots. And again, it came back that, you know, one of their players, it could have been from concussions that was the reason for him acting out. And, of course, ultimately committing suicide in prison. You know, a dear friend of mine passed away, played football all his life, and had a brain bleed, and not really sure if this was caused from it. There's some suggestion, you know, no finality. Of course, Junior Seau down in San Diego, his suicide attributed to concussion. So, yes, we've discussed this at length, and this is the, you know, a very difficult and tough conversation and reality of these football players. They make a ton of money. Here they are. I mean, up until this year, with all, you know, some of the political craziness brought into the sport, you know, football players were, you know, were revered and honored and that sort of thing. So, you know, we'll see how this plays out, because it's a tough deal. What ultimately, you know, a lot of these players are finding themselves dealing with is that, you know, for 4 or 5 years in the NFL, and of course all the years that led up to that, on average, I mean, what do they have after everything is all said and done? You know.
Mm-hmm. It makes you wonder, and like I say, everybody loves the game. I mean, you'll have to watch these football games, but not if it's going to mean that a lot of these football players suffer as the years go by. Well, it's one to see. Rick,
without a doubt.
Exactly.
And of course, a couple of years ago, we had the movie Concussion, which I thought was absolutely brilliant, and laid out the story as well. So, you know.
We shall see how that plays out. Have another doc here while we're on the, you know, we're on this sort of thing. We have a movie called Destination Unknown, and fewer people are around who actually experienced the Holocaust, and fortunately a lot of filmmakers are capturing their experiences on film. That's what this is all about. This blends testimony from survivors along with archival footage to bring the stories of 12 Holocaust survivors to the screen. And these survivors share their memories, some for the first time, some for the last, bringing their experiences to a brand new generation. They endured death camps. They hid in remote farms. They fought as partisans in Polish forests. But when the war ended, those survivors' struggles were just the beginning. You might want to check this out. I'm not sure if you can find it in a theater. It probably will show up on video. Destination Unknown, 100%.
I'll tell you,
recommending that.
It's amazing, and it's good to have something like this again, Steve, because you still have those Holocaust deniers that somehow think that, you know, this was, you know, brought to you by Hollywood or some sort of propaganda machine, and which is, you know, I think is most difficult to deny. And I particularly like some footage that they showed. I say I like it. I mean, in terms of the dramatic impact that it had is after World War II, Germany as a country said, hey, look, we're going to go in and check out these concentration camps. And you see the people walking in, and they're kind of, you know, lollygagging. It's like a walk through the park as they go into these camps. And when they come out, the same people are just absolutely fraught with, you know, just emotion. In not even actually seeing, but just sensing the reality of what happened in some of these concentration camps. Absolutely incredible. Steve, the movie guy on Bill Martinez Live. We'll see you at the Cineplex. Enjoy the movies.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are, and I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
It's a no-brainer.